Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid, or did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. Move over, part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. There's a lot going on. I mean, you guys got to start studying what's going on in Israel right now. You know, some of the things that they really don't understand. The average American doesn't understand. That if we lose Israel, we have no allies there. No real allies, I'll put it that way. So we need to be able to push back. We need to be able to understand what's going on. No, sincerely. And as far as CRT goes, I got to tell you, critical race theory, even the kids don't want it. Black and white kids don't want it. And you parents across the country now that are going to school board meetings and stepping up and speaking out, do it. And do it in big numbers. Don't stop. And don't be afraid to tell them they're indoctrinating your children. Don't be afraid to tell them. You know, the left is watering this down like, well, what's so wrong about teaching about diversity? Because you're not just teaching diversity. And you've not been honest enough with us when it comes to education for us to believe anything you say. You know, people on a regular basis from all over the country, they send me videos of what's going on inside the school classrooms or, you know, via distance learning. You've got teachers that are, and listen, they're not all bad. I know this already. So you either need to understand what I'm saying or maybe you're just too dull to listen to the show. But you have teachers out there that are berating kids for being conservatives, berating kids for believing in God, berating them for their skin color. White and black teachers alike, not just white teachers, not just black teachers, because they're educated. They're so much smarter than we are. And if you see what they've done, they're not a very loving group. Those ones that are really nasty and mean, they're not a very loving group. It's funny how I won't say the liberals, because I know a lot of good liberals, but how the far left, the far lefties, anything that's bad for this country, they're all about. Look at the ones that are embracing China, sticking up for China, covering for China. There's a Cold War going on with China. They're pumping our cities full of cash, where they're buying property and buildings and such. They've been pumping money for decades, mega millions of dollars into our education systems to put their people in there to do research where they grab the information, they deal with it, and then they spread misinformation. Same thing with education. Look at what they're hiding about their history. Even to their own. I mean, seriously, this has gone on too long, and it's about time you start taking a stance. And if you're too weak to do it, step aside, let somebody else do it. I know that I hear people on a regular basis, they're putting pleas out for people to get involved and get engaged in their schools, and like I am. Where are you? Why aren't you there? I'm not joking. I don't want to hear about. If you're not putting your kids back in a public school, you think it's not going to. You think it's not going to affect you? You're out of your mind. Those kids will converge in the street, at a college, at a job. And those other kids, you know, they're going to be calling the shots for you in your city as to whether you pay police or you don't pay police. I already told you here in my world, in Los Angeles, Los Angeles County, you now have the supervisors of Los Angeles County talking about making it harder, and maybe even not at all, because they're at war with the sheriff, and allowing sheriffs to be on school grounds. They're out of their minds. I know in my school district, when I see these, they're called resource officers. And when I see them on campuses, when I see them with kids, you'd think Santa Claus showed up. They love these people, male and female. They love these deputies. And they know what they're there for, and they know what they're there to do. So they don't, what they do is they conduct studies in areas that there's already problems with, and they apply that to our whole county. That's wrong. That is wrong. That's like trying to apply the same basic principles and rules of downtown New York, downtown Chicago, with the heart of the country. In the smaller towns, they don't have the same issues. Stop with a one blanket fits all. It doesn't. Never will. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I mean, I will never understand, God, how we let it get this far. How did we let it get there? Were we sleeping? Were you sleeping? Was I sleeping? Somebody was sleeping. Yes, I'll get to Xander Gibb in a few minutes. Got to get some of this stuff out of the way. You know, and I'm sure Xander would have a boatload to say about this stuff. Where was I? Oh, yeah, I never did finish that, did I? The lady twerking on the police car. Did you guys see that? Anybody pay attention to that? Is that a new protest move that I don't know about? I mean, I know about chaining yourself to a tree. I know about, you know, chaining yourself together. I know about the sit-ins. Sitting on the stairs in other places. Never seen this one. Twerking on a police car in protest. Show me to see your host. Maybe I'll get enlightened. I don't know. Be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We're back. That's the Real Talk, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Listen, if you want to go, you've got, what's that thing? Father's Day. Starting to sound like Joey B. Father's Day coming up, that thing. And if you want to get Daddy a great gift, you know, something to make him happy, you might want to try heading over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Joe when you check out. You'll get a few bucks off. That should make you happy. But I got to tell you something. You get pillows, blankets, sheets, whatever it is you got going on. But really, the slippers. Guts to buy the slippers. Slippers are great. Love the way they feel. Love how comfortable they are. And I do, again, if you're going to get them something, why not spend money with a conservative? Why not spend money with somebody who's on our side and funds conservative issues? I mean, that's terrible, isn't it? We don't want that to happen. All right, Joey B. What changes he's made since he became VP, right? The way he dealt with things, he was pretty sharp. He was pretty on his game then. Didn't like him, but he was still on his game then. Always been a racist. Always. So, let me play for you something that I find interesting. When you see how sharp and how quick he is on certain issues, as opposed to where he's at today, and then the Dems want to tell us he's fine. Nothing to see here. Take a look.
Send me two letters saying, by the way, can you send me some stimulus money for companies here in the state of Wisconsin? We sent millions of dollars. Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone. Make sure the kids hear words. Now they got a new plan. Trust me, it's not going to cost you any more. Folks, follow your instincts on this one. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing. They put one foot in front of the other. They keep going. That's the unbreakable spirit of the people of America. That's who we are. And representatives... Shirley Jackson Lee, Al Green, Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli. Excuse me.
You see how he's squinting his eyes, struggling to get that out, you know, to get it out? That's a problem, people. That's not a speculation. That's a problem. I've been around people with Alzheimer's before. I don't mean for 10 minutes. I mean for days, weeks, months, and even some cases years. That's a problem right there. Al Green? What, do we have a singer in Congress? A dead singer, mind you?
Pinnell, and what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here.
No, you lost track. You're not going to lose track. You lost track. And how disingenuous is it for the Dems, rank and file, to say, no, he's fine? If that was Trump, if he had that kind of confusion in any way, shape, manner, form, you guys would have been all over him like white on rice. Right? Am I wrong here? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. To the danger and detriment of the country, they don't care. Right? So, let's talk a little bit about Xander Gibb. If you knew Xander, if you want to make some comment about him, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander and I met, God, 7 or 8 years ago. And Xander had heard through the grapevine that I had said something about the gay community that was disparaging. And then he ended up talking to Dr. Gina Lawton. And Gina said, here's his number, call him. That doesn't sound like him. So he called me, we got to talking, and I said, well, let me do this on the air. Put it out there. Let's show people how we can talk to each other. So he was fine with it. At the time, I think he was a Democrat. So when he came on the show, we started throwing stuff out there. This is what I hear. This is what I know. Why do you people do this? I remember telling him, look, there's a gay pride parade every year in New York City. And I remember sending him pictures. And I said, is this what the gay community looks like? Guys with, if you have kids in the room, I'm sorry, but, you know, it is what it is. But guys with little penis pouches, that's all they're wearing? What's so prideful about that? Straight guys can be prideful too, I guess. All they need is the same pouches. It didn't make any sense to me, the things they were pushing, the way they were talking, the way the parade was going down. I said, makes absolutely no sense to me. And he agreed. I was floored. He agreed. And he kept saying, those aren't the things we stand for. He said, I fought for gay rights. I took beatings for gay rights, which was wrong. Look, even you Christian guys, we're not called to beat the tar out of anybody who doesn't, you know, believe in God's word or does God's word or that you think is sinning. You don't do that. So, anyway, we started talking about the parades and the functions and the things and the protests. And he said, look, we want to live our lives. We want to go about our lives just like religious people go around their lives and black people go. He just went through the whole list. These were the conversations. You guys know this on a regular basis. Xander eventually became a Republican. Was always somewhat conservative. Didn't really know what the Democrats stood for and what they were doing. And he was the one who used to beat on me for broad brushing. And he was right. I was doing it. That's why now I say, look, not all. Or the people on this side of the left aisle. The further ones out. And he wouldn't let me. He'd call me on a carpet for broad brushing on a regular basis. And as some of you know, he got a bad accident in New York City. And he moved to London. And the reason behind it was, or he moved to England as a whole, he had dual citizenship. And it had to do with health care or the amount of health care that he needed that he couldn't get here. And all he had to do is wait a little while longer because then he had COVID-19 and they would take care of him big time, right? So anyway, he went there and I'm not so sure he got the treatment there he needed. I would never know. I mean, he sounded good. He sounded like he was getting better. He was still in a wheelchair. I'm not so sure he wanted everybody to know that at the time, but he was in a wheelchair, and I used to joke with him about it. See, the difference is when two people care about each other, when two people know where their hearts are at, you can have all kinds of fun with each other because laughter is good for you. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FDA has approved the use of the first new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease in more than 20 years. The experimental drug was developed to slow the progress of the disease, not just treat its symptoms. Its approval has created controversy, though, with critics saying there hasn't been enough research proving the drug's merits to warrant approval. Dr. Jason Karlowish also believes that another study of the drug is needed. The co-director of the Penn Memory Center tells CNBC that it will be challenging to do a study with the FDA already approving the drug.
I think the evidence to approve the drug wasn't sufficient. Another study is needed to establish whether this drug, in fact, is effective. Unfortunately, the FDA approved the drug for marketing, although they also do want another study. The challenge will be how to do that study when the drug is also available for clinical prescribing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Again, be part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can actually sign up for our email blasts. I only send out one a week. I don't make you crazy with it. You all got one this week. I know you did. But this gives you an idea who's coming on, what we're going to be talking about, issues we'll be tackling, if you would. So some of you know that Xander Gibb, who was a regular on the show, passed away last week, at the end of the week. And when you think about, you know, people that you know on a regular basis, and they could be gone in a heartbeat. Right? I don't know what his medical, deep medical conditions were. I have no clue. And the nice thing about Xander, again, you'll have to pick up the last segment if you really even care. When you learn how we met, how we talked to each other, how far apart we might have been politically to a degree when we first met, but we were still able to speak to each other, which still didn't happen today. I mean, I'm accused of all kinds of things because, you know, I'm a right-wing Bible thumper, you know, like what I would say, a rambling right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. That's how they lay me out. And in my book, there's a line in the book that quotes a scripture based on, I think, a phone call, a conversation I was having with somebody who says, "You say homosexuality is a sin." I'm going, "Wait a minute, I don't say that. Let me tell you what the Bible says." And I read it to her. Okay, and I put that in the book. So, he and I were talking about that, and he says, "Well, that is what it says." He was at least willing to say, "Look, this is what the Bible says about this. This is what society's telling us. This is what we're looking at on a regular basis." I told you, sorry, I was trying to finish the story about the parades. And I said, "Xander, I know a lot of gay guys, and none of them walk around with penis pouches and a pink boa around their neck, and that's all they have on." Now, some of you don't know this, but he used to be a comedian. He did a comedy show. And he did a drag queen type of show at one time. He didn't do it for kids. Totally disagreed with that. Thought that was off, way off. And the funny thing about it was that when I had him on the show, some of the locals in the area that I'm in, and others I think too, called him a homophobe. The man was gay. And it shows you how smart they were, calling him a homophobe because he didn't believe in same-sex marriage. So all of a sudden, he didn't have a right from within his own group to have an opinion of his own towards it. Really, really sad that that's where society has come. When you, it reminded me of, and actually he brought it up in one show, that white girl yelling at the black cop, telling him he was the problem, he was a racist, and he was not, he didn't add anything to his race. I'm going, wait a minute, you're a spoiled little brat white girl with very expensive clothing on, sneakers and all kinds of other stuff, and you're telling the black cop that he's the bad guy? Really? He didn't believe in any of this information that was being given to kids when they were young. I go down the whole list. It doesn't mean he was right about everything. It just means that here was somebody that started off on the left, that was a gay talk show host, and we were able to come together on so many issues. Some of you know that he was in a wheelchair. I mean, we've gotten so stuck up. He was able to tell wheelchair jokes. We're both very large men. We were both able to tell large men jokes with each other. He loved to tell queen jokes. Not just Queen Elizabeth, but queen is in the gay kind of community. And he wasn't pandering for me or anybody else. We were having fun with ourselves. And then he went off for a while, and it wasn't, he was in England, so for him to be on the show at a reasonable time, it was still like 3 o'clock in the morning where he was at, or whatever it was. So then we decided he needed to be back on. I was getting calls from you. I was getting emails from the listeners going, what happened to Xander? Where is he at? What's going on? Xander was getting the same thing, so we decided to bring him back. We just recorded it earlier in the day to make it good for everybody. And so you guys could continue to enjoy him. Now, some of you who are just tuned in going, what are you talking about? Look, we lost a good friend to the show. I'm not looking to turn this hour into a memorial. The point behind it is, wasn't like I lost, a friend that was on the same page as me. We were like two peas in a pod. No, we didn't start off that way. Okay, a gay man out of New York that was a talk show host, and a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy, also a talk show host, and we were able to come to friends 7 years. We were able to discuss issues out there that were important to both of us, that affected both of us and many others, and still be friends after it was all over, after the show, the segment, the whatever was all over. And he used to take a lot of heat. Matter of fact, he used to jump on some of the Facebook pages where they were attacking me and trying to tell him that they didn't know him, me, like they did. That Xander didn't know me like they did. And he couldn't wait. He wanted to come out for my swearing, but he couldn't do it. He was too far away for my swearing in on the school board. Right? And we thought it would be, just great to have him and a few of my other friends show up. But sadly, he was already overseas at the time, couldn't make it here. But he wasn't my buddy because he wanted to be on the show, or I wanted him on the show, or I had to have a gay guy on the show. He cared. He asked about my family. He knew about stuff going on in my family. He would ask about those kind of things, even in the early days. Do you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't just a relationship for entertainment. And the emphasis here is we didn't start off on the same page. All right? So we were able to come together because I had a love and respect for the guy. Because he was... See, I have absolutely no respect for an ideologue. Somebody who's spewing the party line. Somebody who's even spewing the church line. I'm sorry. But you start talking or regurgitating or re-saying what your pastor said. How is that coming from your heart? You can't even explain it. He wasn't an ideologue, and he knew I wasn't either. Whatever we had coming out of our mouths was coming from our hearts. And he knew it. And like I said, there were times we didn't agree. We're 180 degrees on an issue. But guess what? We still talk to each other a couple times a week. We still send stuff back and forth to each other to work on or to work with. Because you got to have respect for the human beings. Look, some of you who think that we, us, on the right, the conservatives, that we hate, you know, what is it? What is it? The gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, I go down the whole list, whatever it is. I don't hate any of you. Not a one. Many of us don't find that your sexual orientation and or lifestyle meets with our biblical foundations, our belief systems. But we still don't have the right to hate on you. Every human being is a creation of the Almighty. You should be happy that Christians feel the way we do, and not like some other groups. Because Christians aren't allowed to hurt you just because you're gay or lesbian or bisexual or gender. We're not allowed to do that. We are allowed to pray for you. And if you're weak of mind enough to where you think that us just not agreeing with you is hurtful towards you and hateful, then I don't know what class you can take. I don't know how much you have to go through in counseling to get past that. Because I don't have to get past it. I know how I feel. And here's something else I can tell you for sure. Whether you're part of the LGBTQ community or not, if somebody was trying to hurt you and I was there, I would stick up for you. Done it. So, it's really easy. You guys on the left love to throw this stuff out. Sorry, Dan. Broad brushing. But the hate that you have for us, you just can't see how you speak and how you act. Yet on the other side, we are so much more compassionate towards you. And it isn't because we don't want you to feel bad. Because that's what we're called to do. We're called to love all of God's creatures. We don't have to accept you. We don't have to accept your lifestyle. We don't have to accept what you say. We do have to tolerate it. And we do have to love it. Trouble Senior Host, this is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after that.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Oh no, we're back now. We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. And no, they weren't getting buzzed. They were getting a buzz. You guys are chat room. Yeah. Anyhow. All right. So we're talking about Xander Gibb. And I just, well, last comment, really, seriously. I mean, again, peach of a guy. And I mean that. A guy that really cared about other people. Well, he did with me anyhow. And he would call me from time to time and tell me, you know, somebody, maybe one of our listeners that listened to both shows, needed some help with something or what have you. Always, always, always worried about other people as well. So, again, you know, God's rest to him. And my prayers go out to his family and people who loved him, people around him. And you know, he had a little niece that he adored, thought she was wonderful. Had a lot of fun with her when he was around her. And so, if you hop up on his Facebook page, for those of you who are on Facebook, wish his family well. That would be really cool for you to do. All right. We're back at it. So, we've been talking, God bless, I could have a field day with him on some of the stories that came out this week. You guys know that. Some of you knew him well. You know that's a true statement. Knowing the CRT stuff make him crazy. There were a whole bunch of things that made him crazy, especially when it comes to how some places, you know, push the gay and lesbian agenda when it came to education. You know? Where was I? totally lost my place. You know, it's really funny how the left now is screaming about gun control. And I've been seeing this thing go across many of our screens and what have you. That, talk about how, what was it? They said there had been 40,000 shootings in America last year in the U.S. And I say, hey, about 10% of those took place in Chicago. What are you doing about it? Right? No, come on, think about this. They complain constantly about gun violence. They blame everybody and everything else for the issues they have with gun control or gun violence. Right? So, if you've got an issue with gun violence, what are you doing in Chicago? And don't tell me it's because of the other states, the other cities. What are you doing in Chicago? What are you doing with the guys running around with what look like, I know they're not, but they look like AK-47s there in Seattle and Portland? What are you doing to slow them down? What are you doing to take those guns out? I mean, I'm sure those guys got those guns legitimately. Right? You know, it's just amazing. Crime rates in D.C., San Francisco, so many other places. Anybody catching a little bit of a commonality here? New York City, the assaults on cops are up like 400%. They don't care. You know, we should try the experiment. I think we ought to prove a point. I think where they were voted in, Washington, Seattle, maybe even New York City, I don't know. But we'll start off with Seattle or Portland. Maybe both. Right? Let's do this. Let's pull the police. Let's let them implement. You know, maybe we can put the National Guard. What do you think? You know, 2 square miles around the city or something, whatever it takes. Just have the National Guard there ready just in case. Because, you know, the utopia might just spread from this. Right? They might all wipe each other out, or they might all just start singing Kumbaya at the end of the day. But this, sure, it's going to work, so let them do it. Let them run themselves. Let them lay down their own law or lack of law. I'm not joking. Some of you guys will laugh and go, I'm serious. Let them prove it. Let them do the experiment. Prove that it works. When you have a domestic dispute, you have something like that, go ahead and send in a couple of unarmed counselors. One of the most dangerous situations a police officer can find themselves in. But hey, they know better. Right? I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm trying to be real here. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, if it works, those both are Democrat rules, aren't they? Seattle and Portland? So if it works out fine for them, we're good. It's cool. And we can implement that in every major city in the country. Not a problem. If it doesn't work out well, we'll ban it everywhere except in, you know, Democrat-run cities where they can decide to do it or not do it. What do you think? Oh, God bless. You know, here in Los Angeles, I don't know if you guys caught this. I used to do the stories every year about, you know, concealed carry weapon permits. How how it is that when you apply for one, you almost always get turned down in Los Angeles County, constantly. And the reason behind it is because they have sheriffs and they have police and they got you covered. So the sheriff came out last week here in California and said, Los Angeles County, and said, you know what, I'm going to approve more CCWs because we can't protect you anymore. With the cutback on the money for police, with the, with the way that we don't have enough people to cover what's going on, with the rising crime because the DA, Gascon, won't prosecute, and they know it. There's so many things they won't prosecute for anymore. So you're watching crime rise, in some instances, some areas, up to 500%. So if that's the case, if that's really what's going on, if that's really what's happening, and the police can't get you, it's the sheriff's job to make sure that you have the ability to at least protect yourself. Now, they got some stringent stuff in place where certain tests you have to take, and you got to go through a mental exam of some kind. I don't know. I don't really care because I'm worried about it. If I don't get it, I'm no better. It's no different than it was before than it is now. Sometimes I do things just to test the process to see how real it is. You know, I was joking, what was it, a year ago, 2 years ago, because going in and out of Washington, D.C. was a real bear. So I got one of those TSA numbers, the special number, where they've already checked you out in depth. And so I told Tammy when I came home, I said, I am actually feeling less secure after that than I did before. Because when I went, all I needed was a birth certificate and a driver's license. There was no background check. There was nothing massive done. So I was expecting, I guess I was expecting something different because I got the driver's license. I got it with the birth certificate. So why would I have to bring a birth certificate, driver's license, oh, and proof of where you lived, electric bill, water bill, whatever. And I actually had to do more. California has this thing called a real driver's license, although I thought they were all real. But this one apparently, with this particular license proves that you're a citizen. Again, birth certificate, residency, all the same stuff. But when I came up from that TSA thing, what do you want to call it, the interview, it really was nothing. I didn't feel any better or worse. Didn't make me confirm. Like some of you, when you hop online now and you apply for a card or an ID of some kind or membership, now they have these quick things where they verify your information. They throw up five questions on the screen, right? Which one of these was a prior address? What is your youngest sibling's name? Whatever. Things that only you would know, right? What was your mom's maiden name? What was your whatever? None of that on the TSA test or the TSA exam or interview. So when they gave me the number, they cleared me. I was like, oh, my God. This was too easy. This was like somebody left the cash drawers open and the bank front door unlocked and said, come on in with a sign. So I didn't feel, as I said, I didn't feel any safer. And the California driver's license thing, okay, that's great, too. At least they're checking out who you are, making sure that they're issuing a license to that person. You don't get these phony cards that they have that they work off of. But you actually have a real sealed birth certificate that has a seal stamped in it, or it's official from that city. So again, the driver's license actually was more secure than the TSA security clearance. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Look, don't take anybody for granted. You got a friend in spot, a close friend. You don't see him that much. You don't talk to him that much. Take a few minutes. Let them know you appreciate them. I know there's a lot of people right now that are hurting over Xander Gibb. A lot of them didn't get to talk to him in his last week or two of life. You know what? He knew a lot of you cared about him. Joe Messina, your host. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow and the rest of the week.